in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I always start it with, hey, everybody, and I really need to stop.
Why?
Well, because they say, hey, everybody. We are coming to you live from Tour de Pizza.
With hecklers, with yeah. A live studio audience.
Well, don't say that publicly.
Oh, yeah, socially distanced.
Exactly. They're
studio
outside.
Audience.
Right. They're not going to turn you down.
Or are we allowed?
I don't want to hear you that bad.
Are we allowed to, like, be 6 feet apart?
I have no idea. Well,
what are the rules?
Now? I don't know.
Face mask on, mask off?
I don't know. That's why I asked, and, you know, we had some people that wanted to come down, and I was asking you, do we need to shut down?
Right, so there's not too many people here at one time.
So we can do the show properly.
But here's the thing I don't get. You have to have a mask on.
You're 5 feet, 3 inches away. Back up a little.
Enter the business. But as soon as you sit down to eat, you have to take your mask off to eat and devour your pizza.
Right, what's the difference?
So what's the difference? Why do you even need a mask?
I want to know why you need a lot of things. You know, I've had more people reach out to me and tell me, beg me to get off Facebook.
Are you just bored here at home? Does it entertain you? Do you get a kick out of a rise out of people?
No, I don't.
Because you're not going to win these arguments. No, you're not going to convince anyone that you're right. They're not going to convince you that they're right. Unless they have a strong argument.
Hold on a second. They're not going to convince me that I'm wrong. I agree with a lot of things that everybody's saying.
Right.
That's the whole thing. And Sean just reached out and said, you know, that, and this is something that I don't do. That when I respond to a post, and let's be honest, we know people that are putting these posts up. They're doing it to cause crap.
Sure.
They're doing it to rile. I forget that it's different people on this post and not on that post. So Sean was saying, which is true, I need to make my thoughts, beliefs, opinions clear every single time I post. And I don't do that.
And citing the source so that people can actually follow along. Because if they don't know what you're talking about, like situation.
That's not necessarily true because I'm responding to that post.
Okay. Oh, I got
it. So the other post has nothing to do with this post.
Got it.
And again, hopefully for the last time, I just posted it. Let me make my position perfectly clear.
Okay. What is your position, Mr.
Here
Harris?
Is my position perfectly clear. And I don't want to get into all this crap, but I will just get the show started.
Okay.
I'm appalled at things that have happened.
Okay.
I am hurt when a person is murdered by a police officer.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know how any other way I can say it because people are like, oh, you don't get it. No, I get it. It's awful. Now, the difference is the way I just said it and the way people are saying it. It is awful if a police officer murders another human being. If they're found guilty, and they should be, and I know that's part of the problem too, if they are found guilty, that week they should set up TV cameras in the downtown square of the city that it happened to and film his or her execution live on TV.
Okay, going back medieval times.
I'm okay with that.
That's how things were governed.
And it should be.
And it kept people from doing dumb things.
Exactly.
Because the ultimate price was not sitting in a court system drawing it out.
If you commit murder, whether you're a police officer or not, once you are found guilty, they should take you to downtown and within a week, execute you. If you are a rapist, they should take you downtown within a week.
Castrate.
Execute
the rapist.
Execute you.
All right.
The moron that threw his baby off of the Skyway Bridge.
Oh, that guy.
They should have executed him at the Skyway.
Sure.
Instantly. I agree with 99.9% of everything.
Sure.
Okay. But I don't clarify that in these posts. Here's where I have my problem.
Yes.
You, and I've changed, and I want everybody to understand this. I have changed. Where you say you won't change, I have changed.
Have you?
Because when the whole kneeling thing started,
right,
I thought it was despicable. I thought it was awful. I've thought not good thoughts of people that have done it. blah, 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 blah. I have changed my stance.
Okay.
Even where my mom and I got in a little disagreement.
Really?
Yeah. Here's my stance.
Okay.
And people have said this. One guy came back and said, well, unless you've served in the military, you don't have a right to have any stance. All right. Well.
Well, doesn't apply.
Myself, my dad, right. My grandfather, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, two uncles. I could go on, but that's just, you know, close.
Your family tree.
I am okay if you or anybody you know or people you don't know or Kaepernick or Long John Silver, I don't care. Kneel. Burn the flag. Spit on the flag. I don't care. Because it's your right to do all that crap.
Even destroy the flag, isn't that a crime?
If it's well, here's where I'm getting to. Unless it's illegal.
Okay.
If it's illegal, all right. I have a problem with
sure.
it.
Sure. But if it's voicing an opinion... You serve to protect the freedom of Americans for the First Amendment.
You have the right to do anything
sure.
that is not illegal.
As long as it doesn't impose on someone else's rights.
As long as it's not illegal.
Right.
Laying down on the street as I'm driving by the interstate would not be a bright move. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Now, are those illegal actions or is that ordinances based on what county or what city you're in?
We'll get to that later if we so be.
But I think your stance is very similar to the NFL.
Let me finish.
Roger Goodell also changed.
Let me finish. Yeah, no, Roger did, but I want to give you my side. I have no problems, and I've tried to explain that all morning on Facebook, and I've had people reach out and beg me, stay off, stop, blah, 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 blah. You have a right to believe. You have a right to say. You have a right to do whatever you say, do, and whatever the third one was. I already forgot. That is not illegal.
Okay.
And I have the same right.
Sure.
Or at least I thought I did.
We all do.
At least I thought I did.
Uh-oh.
You have the right to believe that kneeling is not disrespectful to the flag.
Right.
That's what you believe. You and I have different religions.
Right.
Doesn't make your religion right or wrong. Doesn't make my religion right or wrong. You believe what you believe in your religion, and I believe what I believe. So if you believe, whoever you may be, that kneeling is not disrespectful to the flag. That's your belief. That's your thoughts. I will always think kneeling is disrespectful to the flag.
Sure.
Period. I don't understand, and I would love for anybody. I've offered three people who have been very vocal on Facebook to meet me anywhere for lunch, and I'll pick up lunch.
That means you're having a tour de pizza, so I pick up one.
I suggested tour de pizza.
I saw that.
Or Checkers. Or Checkers. Oh. Or not Checkers. Culver's. Or Culver's. Now, that offer is now off the board.
Oh, no.
Because I love Styles G. White to death.
Uh-oh. Now you're name dropping.
No, but this will be funny. I can't believe that he didn't take me up on the offer as soon as I posted it and said, okay, how about Burns? How about Council Oak?
The fanciest places
right,
in town.
Right, right. You know, and I kind of would have been backed into a corner. So those offers are now off the table of
okay.
any place.
Right.
Now we're back to Torta Pizza or Culver's.
Sure, I'd love to help have a civilized conversation.
I just can't, for the life of me, understand how you, the people that are saying this, want me, the people who don't believe, to understand that you're saying kneeling during the national anthem is not disrespectful, but it's... not okay for me to believe that it is. That's my only issue.
Sure.
I would welcome it. I'll turn this sports show into a political or whatever, whoever comes in the door. We're here till 4 o'clock. Come in. Sit on down.
I'm down. I'm with you.
Open invitation. I mean, and again, and this is true, and I got to drill it into my head. I will never change them, and they will never change me. And what kind of something that made me feel good, and then we'll get into the bad part, is a particular... young lady married to a former Buccaneer said, anybody who knows you, I didn't know, we can put the speaker back up. I wasn't sure you were coming. Anybody who knows me knows who I am, where my heart is, what I do, what I've done for the community, how I've helped. I've never asked color, religion, gender. I don't care.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm the same I am today that I was yesterday, last week, last year, in high school. Nothing has changed. I'm even to the point, the person, I don't care what you think of me. I don't care. I was called some stuff in high school.
Okay.
My dad literally wanted to kill me. And I mean that seriously. Because I didn't get offended at some things that happened to me in high school.
Because you're Jewish? Like, was it Jewish comments?
Yeah, it was Jewish stuff. And I remember vividly, I was playing hoops in St. Pete once, and this happened to a very good friend of mine, an African-American, and he was called something, and he goes, hold on a second, you don't even know me.
Right.
Why would you call? And more importantly, why would I care what you call me? I don't know you. And that's the way that I played this.
So that's my question. Like, how did this become like a race thing? I mean, I get it. The officer was white, Caucasian, and the victim was black. But other than that, like, why is it such a big race war now? Like, why is it so about the color of the skin or the nationality behind it? You know, it's how do we get here, Randy Harris? Like, how do we end up
here? I don't even think it's how do we get here. I think it's how do we fix it? How do we move on?
Because we all have to coexist. We all have to live in the same space. Like, we're all sharing the same world, the same rock. You know, like, I don't know what this division is about. Because I'm like you. I treat people accordingly. Every opinion someone has of me is absolutely true. Some people tell you I'm the most charitable guy you've ever met.
I've said that.
I give the world away. I give a shirt off my back.
I've said that.
There's also guys that I've taken their last breath and people know.
I've said that about you as well.
But I treat people how they treat me.
Right.
So I just think if the world had more of a stance like you and I, like if you're a douchebag or you're a dumbass, you deserve what you get.
You get treated that way.
If you're a criminal, you get what you deserve. If you're a bad person, you get dealt with the execution square.
All right. But I'll also say this. If you're a criminal and a police officer, and again, I'm not saying color of the criminal. I'm not saying color of the police officer. If you're a criminal and you are killed by a police officer not committing a crime, that's murder.
Absolutely.
I mean, so it's not to say just because you're a criminal, you're a douche and blah, blah, blah. That's one thing. If you get pulled over and treated, there should be repercussions.
Sure.
And I guess people don't believe or have never seen or heard me say that. So I'm clarifying it again.
Sure.
You know, I think if you're bad, bad things happen to you. If you're good and bad things happen to you, there are consequences. There should be consequences. And I will do anything. I will help anything, which I already have in my whole life. But I'm over trying to read Facebook.
But I can see this bothers you. It bothers you that people that you consider friends or...
Well, that's the thing. And I'm going to use this name because we've been going back and forth on Styles. I literally love Styles G. White.
Right.
I mean, I think we're friends.
You always have.
Since day one. And I'll tell you Styles G. White story here in a second. So if he thinks different of me, and I'm not saying he does,
right,
then yeah, that would be hurtful.
Sure.
Because I'm no different and he knows that. So here's a funny Styles G. White story. And I tell this to him and bring it up to him all the time. So he's in the locker room, and I'm talking to him about something. We're going to go out to eat, and you know, some little cheesy, inexpensive place that I was paying. I probably had a trade. It was at what used to be called Bennigan's.
Okay.
We were doing a show there. Come on out. We'll eat, blah, blah, blah. And another reporter came over and started to really harass me about, that's the best you can do? The best you can do is take him to Bennigan's? Blah, 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 blah. I guarantee you, and I've said this to him numerous times, you've never heard from that guy since. Yet, we still talk, we still have done things, so it has nothing to do with that you're a football player, that you're whatever. It's if you're cool and you think I'm cool, we're cool.
Well, look, the whole charity box that I created for the healthcare workers, first responders, was stemmed from the inspiration from your wife working at Tampa General, which just announced they have, you know, 80-plus employees that are now COVID-19 positive.
I'm so glad my daughter no longer works there.
And the first night that I filmed the intro promo video, Styles G. White was here. Yeah. He was part of it to help bring it together. He wanted to
That's why ratings went down.
To serve, to help make pizzas for.
He's a great guy.
So, yeah. So I hope real relationships don't get tarnished through this cycle of fear, cycle of, like...
Well, real relationships do get tainted, whether it's... this political, I told you about my cousin, you know, I've spoken to him once since him and my dad had it out.
Sure.
And that's to tell him my dad passed away and blah, 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 blah. And he wanted to send flowers. My mom said, absolutely not. Don't tell him where it is. So there are, you know, for one reason or another, and it always will be. But I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry I took 15 minutes of the show, but it's a shame, but I welcome, whether it's this Wednesday.
This is the world we're in.
Yeah, well, it's...
We're living in a crazy time right now. I mean, we have race in the NASCAR. And we have an expert here today to discuss.
Oh, he's an expert. Okay, cool. All right.
So
well,
we're going to get a different angle on what.
Here's my only thing, and I'm going to throw him under the bus before he comes on, and we will get him on in the second hour. If he's such an expert, why did he ask you about coming on the show? Because you have no say.
Because he knows who the talent of the show is. He just want to make sure I didn't mess with my flow or my style.
Yeah. But that's all we could hope.
You are always welcome on my radio show.
Once you get one. All right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, our first guest of the afternoon, and we'll talk a little pizza.
Yes.
You know, he is the pizza guy more than you.
No way.
Well,
no,
he's the clothed pizza guy.
Yeah. I'm the naked pizza man.
Max Payne Griffin when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, Blackstone Millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
Isn't this Panama?
What's Panama?
Isn't that song? Isn't that Van Halen?
I don't know.
Then they start screaming Panama. All right, so a lot of times, you know, and we just kind of went, you know, off for 15 or 20 minutes. And
yes.
I'm in a dark spot. You know, I'm low. I'm depressed.
Sure.
I deal with you.
You do.
And it brings me down.
I'm bringing the show back up.
Every once in a while, I need to put the right people on to perk me back up. I mean, people that I really love a lot. And this is the case.
Okay.
Let's head out to California. You stay here. I'm going to turn your mic off. I don't even want you around. Max Payne, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you? How's it going?
Just another day. What is it? Today's just another Friday.
Is it Friday?
Well, that's what the Florida's okay. You know, I guess the virus is starting to pick back up, so we have to go back into hiding.
Yeah.
How about out there?
Same kind of thing. I mean, it's good, but now they're talking about, you know, we all got to wear masks again. Nah, interesting times.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. As you know, we're broadcasting from Torta Pizza, as we always do. And, you know, Florida just put in, or at least St. Pete just put in, you know, the whole mask thing. But at least they were nice enough to say you don't have to wear the mask when you're eating.
Or drinking, too, right?
Do what?
Or drinking.
Yeah, or drinking. You know, they'll come out with the new. The one thing that I do think is kind of funny is people will always find a business. And now there's so many commercials running about where you can buy masks and the copper mask, like, you know, for the knee brace now is into the mask. Entrepreneurs. Yeah, exactly. So how is life? How is the family? What's going on out there on the Great West Coast?
It's good. You know, there's been a lot going on, you know, at least over here on this side with, like, protests and stuff. But, that's just kind of dying down over out here anyway, kind of mellowing out. Been training again, training hard, a little bit different, you know, as we don't have the same numbers as we used to have. It's more private, which is good. And, you know, it let me kind of recircuit my training schedule. I mean, I was so busy. I mean, one thing to the next, every second, that let me kind of reset and, you know, have time to be similar on time and have time to stretch and just space things out more economically. So, you know, that's how things are going.
Max, how is training different with, you know, training partners? And, you know, I'm sure now that with all the social distancing, it's different, you know, people, it's your closest friends. And I'm sure that it had to be a scare. At least it was a scare to us when Billy Q tested positive, because he did our show on the 3rd. And, you know, after he was, you know, training with
Matt Friola
and Steve Roll. How do you move forward? How do you train with people?
Honestly, I was out for a while. I was one of the few that actually did the quarantine. I know Florida, there was a madhouse, but out in California, people were really at home. You know, people are really, I mean, I had groceries delivered for my house for a month, and, you know, I was being careful at first, and sometimes I'm not careful now, but I was real tentative and hesitant about going to the gym. And they're like, you know, there's a small group, certain guys, it's kind of like a secret training, but it took me a good month to head over there. And I was that guy that really did the quarantine. Max, oh my God, how are you? You know? But like I said, let stuff be more private, more one-on-ones, more small classes. And we got to go for longer, right? Cause there's not stuff after. And, it's just a different landscape now. It's such a different landscape. Are you guys open the gyms or how?
You know, yeah, we're fully open here. The gyms are open. Restaurants are open. You're right. People don't really take it serious. The beaches are wide open. The gyms, there's no restrictions. So
I got a call from one of my wrestling guys that I used to do some training with, and he said, you know, why are you not coming out? And I said, well, you know that I don't like to go out at night just because of the bridge and the traffic. He goes, well, we do wrestling every Thursday. And I had my wife, I don't want to say talked into it because she would never tell me yay or nay, more because of my age than the virus. And then we started to think, you know, we're now watching our grandbaby 3 days a week. You know, who can take a chance? You can't take chances.
Yeah.
You know, especially with babies and such. So it
for sure. For sure.
Do you foresee it ever? Because I don't. I talked to Dr. Davidson the other day. It's interesting what he said as well. I don't think this is going to get better anytime soon, because how can it?
Yeah, I feel like there's so much that we don't know and so much information that's different and this and that. And it's just not congruent with, you know, everyone saying different stuff. The doctors are saying different stuff. We got our president saying different stuff. We have advisors saying, we have OSHA saying, you know, the masks don't work. Then we got our governor saying we have to wear them. It's just I think there's so much craziness that it can't be normal. I mean, what's normal? Everyone's saying the new normal, you know. I think we're kind of there. It's not going to be where it was ever, I don't think. I mean, we're a lot more conscious of being sick and coughing on each other and that, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's stuff they're not telling us or something. We don't have the full story. You know, right. So until then, I don't think it will ever be like normal and safe. Not this year.
Crazy world that we live in. What with your training? Any thoughts? Any on what's next? Where would you like it to be next? Do you want the Apex? Do you want Fight Island? Do you care about the size of the cage?
You know, I saw those Apex fights, and I'm kind of looking forward to you know, fighting with no crowd. You know, I think that's a whole different element. And then Fight Island is just far. I mean, it's cool, but honestly, it's far. That's a far flight. Abu Dhabi, that's a far flight. I mean, I used to have my funnest time traveling, you know, the world, right? Going to Brazil, going to China, you know. But I really enjoyed, too, taking an hour flight to Vegas.
Right.
And fighting, you know? So, you know, I mean, the selfish side wants the Apex. Hey, that's right there.
And what are you allowed to do? You know, when you go out to Fight Island, are you allowed to go hit streets and go, you know, kind of take in the advantage of a free trip to another country? Or do you have to sit in a hotel? And I was telling a fighter last week, I don't know if it was Mike Perry or Mickey Gall, that when the media goes out there, they test you and then they put you in a hotel and you have to stay in the hotel room until they pick you up to take you to the Apex.
That's what I didn't really not like or whatever, but about what was going on. They're testing these guys, and then they're going on the belt.
Right.
They get, yeah, my coach and them got tested on Monday, and then they're walking around and going to restaurants and, like, you know, I mean, you can only do so much, right? I mean.
Right. You know, it's funny because my son just told me that he has to take the virus test on Tuesday. Where do you guys hear this? Because he has a surgery on Friday. So he could be clean on Tuesday, but what if he goes, you know, out or works on Wednesday or Thursday?
What if he gets it on Thursday?
Exactly. It definitely is crazy. Do you want to fight soon, or do you want to, you know, wait this out a little bit?
Well, they actually offered me a fight on like a week and a half notice that I declined. And I actually hurt my hamstring a little bit. I was supposed to fight July, August, and then I have a small tear in my hamstring, but it's not too bad. It's already healing up, so it took a little, you know, we're looking towards September. But like I said, you know, I want to get in there. I want to get in there It's just different now, though. I mean, you've seen these fights. The fights are different. The people. Have you noticed that the fights are just different?
Yep.
Like, with the crowd and... sorry, with the lack of the crowd, lack thereof, and... it has a different kind of feeling to them. I feel like you could feel their energy more, or you could see their emotion, like...
well, and you can hear everything. You know, you can. It's kind of like watching The Ultimate Fighter with, you know, the very small crowd, even though this is even less. I like it. I like no crowd.
I like it too.
I like it for a different reason than you.
I like it because you could have your own opinion on, and judging too. I feel like judging's been a little bit better, you know. And we probably need statistics on that, but I feel like the crowd doesn't get in and sway the judges, or
right.
You know, so a lot of times nothing happens, or someone throws and blocks something, but you know the crowd thinks it lands and they go crazy, and you know, I think it gives people their own opinion of the fight instead of outside influences, which I think could help with judges.
Right. No, very true. But now the judges can hear when the coaches, because I remember Matt Serra doing this and Greg Jackson doing it all the time when they would yell nice and you're doing great. I mean, they're doing that for the judges. They're not doing it for the fighter.
Yeah.
Definitely is crazy. All right. Final question for you. Now, as always, I love putting you on. We love catching up. But I need to know where we're going to celebrate our birthday.
I don't know.
We got to do a joint birthday party. I mean, I'm sure you remember we have the same birthday. So, you know, we got to plan something and do something together.
Well, I'm supposed to go to Florida. I owe my buddies a trip to Florida. They live around Tampa. One of them lives by Wichiwachi.
Okay.
You know what that is? It's just a kayaking thing. Kind of north of Clearwater by Tampa. No, maybe not by Tampa. More north of Clearwater in the boonies.
Yeah.
I owe them a trip. I owe them a trip out to Florida. So, how's the weather in November?
Well, compared to where? I mean, it doesn't matter what month. It's better here in Florida.
California. California's raining in November.
Yeah, well, it rains every day, you know, here in Florida then. But the difference between here and most places is it rains for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And then, you know, it gets real steamy and it gets real hot, which is beautiful for the beach and the water and whatever.
Yeah, it's about 50 degrees and rainy out in Sacramento in November.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say it's 85 and rainy here.
I like that.
Hey, Max, I got to ask this question just because the hot topic of the nation right now, the world. We know racism exists. We know what happened to NASCAR this week. Have you ever encountered anything like that in your career? Like, I feel like you've been held back from opportunities, or have you ever experienced racism personally?
I mean, there's racist shit all the time, you know, so much. But it's small stuff. I mean, small stuff like a lady walking, you walking by a car in the parking lot and to lock her door. Like that, you know, little stuff.
Well, let me jump in.
For fighting, I mean, my first fight, I'll say this, my first fight was in Oregon, Springfield, Oregon. Super racist, like, you know. And I fought the hometown boy. And, yeah, I mean, it was racial slurs in the crowd the whole time. Kill that, blah, 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 kill that bleep, you know. But I whooped him. I knocked him out in 30 seconds. It was beautiful. And it's around. I mean, you know, it's what it is.
So in that case, fighting at the Apex with no crowd would be an advantage.
Stories like that, at least the Oregon story bothers me. But I have to agree with you. I would have gotten, you know, off the sidewalk if that old lady was walking towards me. as always, I love catching up. Let's try to do something when you come to Wichiwachi. It's right up the street. You know, we'll set up. You know, I'll make some calls to some captains. We'll do some fishing. We'll do it upright. We'll have a good time.
Hell yeah!
Oh yeah! I have a captain here right now.
Oh yeah! We got the motorhead captain.
Pizza too, though.
Do what?
I need some pizza too.
Heck yeah! Oh, that's without a saying. You got open invite, big dog. Red carpet treatment.
Yeah, we definitely need you here as well. Max, thank you for your time. I know that you're getting ready to do some training. Stay in touch, and I will talk to you real soon. Let's throw you on hold. I should keep addresses, but I don't. I need to get your address so we can send you some more 8-Man Strong.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. See you, buddy.
This is why I like doing what I do, you know, and I know we need to hit this break and Pat Miletich coming up momentarily, but, you know, I've said that you can count on one hand and two hands of, you know, the players over it that play for the Bucks that I consider friends.
Right.
But it's getting to know these athletes. And I've always said it this way. I meet a lot of the people because of what they do and what I do.
Sure.
We become friends just because they are who they are. And hopefully I am who I am. And there's some that just move that friendship to a whole new level. And hopefully he's gone because I don't want to sound like I'm.
And what's even better is like you get these guys.
I really like that guy.
You get these guys when they're up and coming before they become superstars. So that way when they do make it to superstar status, you were there from day one. So that's why your relationship is forged. What Tito Ortiz and some of these other guys, Matt Hughes and some of these other legendary figures. That's why the friendships are so genuine, because you were there when nobody else really cared who they were as they were trying to make a name for themselves. So kudos to you, and that's the way you ran your career.
Yeah, you know, it's not about me, but it's just about it. It's been cool, you know, and I'll tell you some stories, you know, over the next hour and a half, some things that I've been told over in One Buck. We're going to talk about that. Will there be a season? Will there be fans in the stands there? But, you know, I didn't get back to telling Max my favorite part, and I've said it, of not going is I'm asleep before the press conference starts. Right. I love it. I was asleep before the Blades fight was over.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
I was asleep during the fight. Let's be honest.
Everyone slept during that fight. There was actually zero action.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletich getting back into the combat sport.
Unbelievable.
So we will talk to Matt as he takes on a former world champion next month, and we still need to decide if we're going. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal,
Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Bain's Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Bain's Art.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
How awesome.
Chase Elliott?
Yeah, just saying, you know, timing is everything.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get a hold of Pat.
Yep.
Pat might be doing something. If not, we're going to put Steve on
probably
now.
Probably training. Throwing some mitts.
Could be. You know, and we'll talk a little NASCAR and garage and
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. But Steve walked outside. We'll find out about Pat here in a second. But riddle me this, Batman.
Okay. Batman to you.
Well, yeah, you're right, because you're not Batman.
Yes, I am Batman.
One of the greatest lines ever was Michael Keaton, who, that's his name, right?
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Okay. Who, he was in Night Shifts. Did you ever see that movie?
I don't think I saw it.
All right. So first and foremost, my 10 movie thing, game that I play, Night Shifts is now not allowed to be mentioned.
Dang it.
Well, because I'm telling you that I've seen it.
Of course.
But it's him and Henry Winkler.
Okay. The Fonz.
If Michael Keaton is who I'm, you know, the guy who played Batman or whatever. And they run a prostitution ring out of the morgue. It's really a funny.
Wow.
And Henry Winkler is the way you would expect Henry Winkler to be, you know, real scared, real nervous, real. And Michael Keaton is like, you know, smoking joints in the limo and just having the greatest time.
Yeah, they don't make movies like they used to.
So Keaton does, you know, a graduation speech, and he gets done and he walks away and he comes back and he goes, "Just remember, I'm Batman." And he walks away. You know, which definitely was pretty funny. So answer me this, knucklehead.
Who is the best Batman of all time?
I'd like Michael Keaton, but don't you have to say Adam West?
Gotcha. The original. The
not,
GOAT.
Not necessarily because of how he played Batman, but the life that he led while he was Batman.
Yeah, he was slaying
it. Legendary. So you would have to definitely go with that. But here's my question for you. And we're going to discuss what happened Saturday night at the Apex Center in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
When a fighter took a fight on short notice and didn't appear. He begged his trainer to stop the fight.
Begged him. Multiple times, like 9 times.
Drysdale, I think that's who it was, has come out. I stand by what I did, blah, 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 blah. Somebody came out and stood up for Drysdale and said that that's his job, is to push the fighter, push the fighter through the wall.
Right.
My thing is, as a fat old guy out of shape, and I still want my discount for driving by the gym, not going into the gym, I'm almost okay with your corner pushing you.
Okay.
Fight through it, dude. You can do it. But then when it's time for ding, ding to go back out, if he still is not wanting to continue,
right,
then you have to do your job and call the fight. Don't make the referee stop it.
Right.
Don't make the fighter cry or fight, you know, that I don't want to fight.
And or take a beating.
And he didn't cry. Well, the beating is it's immaterial because they said that they should have stopped the Amanda Nunes fight because of the beating. No, they're fighters. And there's a difference between I don't want this anymore and I'm getting the crap kicked out of me.
Sure.
There is a big difference.
Like Felicia Spencer wasn't going to quit. She got to hang her hat. She went five rounds with a goat at all time. You know, but this, he didn't want to continue. He wanted to quit.
And this is not boxing. This is not Roberto Duran, no Mas. It's respectable to tap out,
right?
Supposedly. He was trying to tap out. Here's where I just can't understand. My mind is blown worse than these Facebook posts.
Okay.
Anthony Smith has come out derogatory about the corner of the fighter, that the corner should have stopped that fight. Didn't you go to your corner and say your chitlets were knocked out?
Yeah, your teeth were falling out of your face.
Right? To me, that is hypocritical. And I'll reach out to Anthony, and I like the guy. But isn't that hypocritical? Because people said the same thing, that your right. people should have stopped the fight. Your teeth were falling out. Now, that doesn't mean that you're hurt and all that kind of stuff. I get it.
Right.
But you're saying your chitlets are being knocked out. That is what you youngins call it, right?
Is that what the little pieces of gum? Or yeah, the little chitlets?
Right.
Chitlets.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my one thing. That's
Look, I think we're in an age now where fighter protection, player protection, the NFL, every organization, it's all about protecting the fighter or the athlete for brain damage, for CTE, for the future, for their safety. So if a fighter wants out, it should be automatic.
All that is true.
Let the fighter go. Like, if they want to go, let them tap.
But
let
it's two different things. If a fighter wants to call the fight, and you want to...
He can't call the fight? Like, yeah. The fighter can't say, I'm done?
Yeah, no, he could have. Okay. And he did. Because the ref basically said, do you want to go out? And he basically said, no. The corner didn't stop it. It was him continuing to say,
right.
I don't want this no more. I don't want this no more. But there's a big difference between taking a beating, first of all, and the fighter saying, I want to stop. I also understand, and I was sitting with a very famous referee, who said, I know who can and who can't. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with that. You know, it should
be. So who has a higher level of pain, who can take a beating more.
Who can fight through. Like, would you ever stop a Frankie Edgar fight? Right?
Yeah, I mean,
because you know.
He'd never been knocked out until last year.
So I get all that. And the trainer and your corner knows that. Your corner would know Clay Guida can take some punishment more than I could.
But it's a different world. I mean, the Stephen Bonner, Forrest Griffin fight would have been stopped seven times before it got to the finale of the
lot. No, it wouldn't have.
I mean, that bloodbath wouldn't occur in today's martial art. You think so?
Sure it would. Because it wasn't a total domination, per se. You know, it was back and forth. Nobody ever really seemed knocked out that I remember. And again, I don't remember this morning, so how I would remember back then.
Right.
And I still believe in my mind, and I haven't really watched it, I thought Stephen won. So it shows you how close the fight was. So it's a big difference. If the corner knows, you know, that your fighter is, and he said that he was trying to push his fighter through that.
Right.
And all I'm saying is that post that person said was that he did what he would. No, he didn't. He would have been okay if for 55 seconds he tried to push him through it. Get through this. You're going to regret it. You're going to whatever.
Right.
And then at 55, 57, 58, when he doesn't change, then you're like, no, I got to, all right.
I got to protect
I'll
my
call
fighter.
It off.
Sure.
You know, between that 58 seconds, do whatever you need to do.
Because right, you say in every corner, everybody's like, look, we got this. You do want to, like, you got 5 minutes to become a champion. We've worked 10 years for this moment right here. Go get it. So, I mean, they all use the same tactics.
How about our boy, Platinum Mike Perry?
Platinum Mike Perry.
So he posts a photo. Okay.
Of busted hands.
Right.
Cut up face.
And I guess somebody asked Dana about it, and Dana laughed. He goes, that was from, like...
A couple years ago. Right.
Oh, Mike's
the best at trolling trolls. That's what he does.
I saw a video, I believe it was from John Morgan. Okay, I'll always credit where I do see some stuff. So they asked him a question, and you know, they never show the whole thing, so it's always taken out of context. But, and I won't use the wordage, you know, that we know Mike Perry does. So he says that, you know, we're kind of like, you know, head bobbing and, you know, weaving and, you know, back and forth, and we're going back and forth, and we continue to go back and forth. And my corner yells, you know, engage, throw punches. And he turns to his corner and goes, F you. I don't want to get hit in the face right now. You do it.
Right.
It's so funny. But he is confirmed. Mike Perry will be on again next Wednesday.
Nice.
Still not looking forward to that fight.
Mike Perry's shopping in the malls. He's buying his girlfriend gifts, going to Disney World.
Yeah.
You know, just living his best life, bro.
That's all you can do.
Like, why not? Like, let the trolls troll. As long as they're talking about you, you're becoming a fan. You're either getting a hater or you're getting a fan.
Yeah, I mean, and I've said that. In order to be, you know,
build your big, star power.
You know, you look at every athlete that has hit that certain level. You know, it's love and hate. And, sure. You know, Ric Flair, love and hated. Hulk Hogan, loved and hated.
Naked Pizza Man.
Is hated.
mostly
no,
loved.
No, hated. I really...
loves to be hated.
Okay, yeah. Well, that could be. honestly,
that's me.
Honestly, I said that about, I believe, the most famous athlete ever out of Tampa Bay. Also, probably the greatest athlete out of Tampa Bay. I said that once about Warren Sapp. He loves to be hated. You know, he was a beautiful Oakland Raider. He's a Buccaneer always, but that's the Oakland Raider.
Sure.
Whether that'll be the Las Vegas Raiders or not, I don't know. Or the Los Angeles Raiders or wherever else they moved or will move in the future. But, you know, the heel, people like being the heel.
Sure.
And that's cool. But to be loved, to be hated is where you're going to, I believe, take success to a whole new level. The thing about Mike Perry is I truly believe, and I say this about me too, and then I complain to you that somebody says negative stuff. Mike Perry don't care what people think about him.
Don't give a rat's.
Right?
Nothing.
Honestly, I think I don't really care.
I think you do because you have personal relationships with these people that you're arguing with publicly.
Well, again, most of these people on Facebook that I don't know.
But that pulls on the heartstrings.
No, of course.
When it's somebody that you consider a friend or a brother or a family member or a training partner, you know, whatever it is.
Teammate. Keep going.
Yeah.
You know, so. Alon and I are teammates.
Cool. Oh, Alon, are you and Alon a co? Are you training with Alon?
I trained with Alon. Absolutely, I did.
Where, Tuesdays at Publix making subs?
No, bagging. You know, we're baggers. You don't make subs. No, moron. When we trained over at Tiger's World, Team Def War, I did some time.
You did your time.
I paid
your dues, earned your stripes, got your silver sneakers.
No, I got my stripes from the guy who I'm willing to bet any amount of money that any bank owns that he would beat you. My stripes came from David Vieira.
Oh,
yes,
that's pretty impressive.
I do have stripes on that white belt. Why is that funny?
I'm just saying it's impressive.
You find that funny?
I don't find it funny. Like, why are you gonna tell him? You gonna tell him that I find it funny?
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't understand anyway. He speaks Portuguese.
That's true.
So.
There is nothing better, and you know this. You've been there. There is nothing better than training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Brazil.
Nothing better.
Right?
Because it's the culture. Like Friday night when everybody's at the movies and drinking at the bar and going to restaurants in America and the gyms are empty. Like, the gyms in Brazil are the opposite. The dojos are packed. Everybody's there. It's a regular school night. Everybody shows up to get their training in. It's a family. And there's like 30 black belts in the same room on a normal night, like for no special occasion. Usually the black belts come like once every couple weeks here to like give graduation belts or
I told you I went to Gracie Baja and I want to say that there was easily, I don't want to exaggerate, 50 black belts.
Yeah.
All up there, and it kind of looked like that Japanese movie where they're like, ah, and they all move and yeah, and they're yike, and it was
unbelievable.
It was crazy.
It's so dangerous, but it's so great.
And then after we trained and I was there for 10 days. So we would train every day, you know, which I loved. And then we would go to a different buffet every night. Little bit that you just, yeah.
More.
You know, and it was the Brazilian steakhouse. It was the Brazilian pizza.
The buffet.
How come you don't do the ice cream pizza like they do there?
I should.
It was killer.
Well, you know how they do it. They just parbate the crust.
Right.
Defrost the ice cream to where it's spreadable. Refreeze it. Add the candy topping. And then they cut it in squares. Before, and then they reheat it.
All right, what are you going to do special for Max and I on our birthday?
Because
I'm going to set this up. If he's coming, and he'll bring the family, and we'll do whatever. We need to do something.
Our studio audience is getting a little louder and more rambunctious.
Yeah, the studio audience getting a little loud.
Yeah, what's going on? Studio audience.
Just a little loud, studio audience. Just
turn down a little bit. Like, that's G. G Money's trying to make a name for himself. He's trying to be a star over here.
Well, he already said he's going to take your spot.
You taking my spot? G, you're going to take my spot on the radio.
And I've said that there's...
You got something to say on the radio? Come on over.
Would you stop talking long enough?
Okay.
Oh, my God. This isn't... You know, we're not entertaining the 77 people here in the studio.
72. We have capacity limits because of the COVID. Four of them had to stay outside. Like, I locked the door earlier.
We're trying to entertain the 175,000 people that are listening on all of our networks. We got to get that over 200, though.
How do we do it?
You be more professional.
Well, you're the shock jock.
I'm not a shock
you
jock.
That's what they call you.
No, one person.
But you're a shock jock. So one
person.
So you shock the people. I'll bring the content.
Hold on a second. One person called me a shock jock, and he's a shock athlete. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, I guarantee you know what athlete I'm talking about. But it's all good. It was pretty a fun hour. Pat Miletich, I think, is training for Michael Second to None. That fight is right around the corner. Coming up in the second hour, Steve Linnae.
Steve Linnae, the motorhead himself.
We're going to get the lowdown on garage doors.
Yes.
We need to talk about NASCAR and garage doors.
We do.
And then we'll also have Dave Feldman on BKFC coming back down to Miami.
Oh, boy.
Fill up the gas tank. We are not running out of gas on Alligator Alley. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back. What's
your This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.